Welcome to Women in WP,
a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community.
Hi, this is Angela. I am here at WordCamp US 2022 at the Town and Country Resort in San Diego, California. I will be interviewing several women attending today's WordCamp, which also continues tomorrow. So we are doing this, what's the date? September 9th and 10th, 2022. I hope you enjoy this episode. It's been a very rainy day, little warm, cooling off, but overall just, wow, a lovely trip. Beautiful beach weather and just fabulous people. Lots of hugs and joy for this WordCamp to finally happen after 3 years. So enjoy today's episode. Thanks.
We are here today with Jessie Gurr from Iceberg Web Design. She is our first interviewee of the day for WordCamp US. Woohoo! Jessie, so tell us, what are you doing at WordCamp? Like, what brought you here?
What brought me here? I mean, the community, ultimately, but I have been involved in the WordCamp scene since probably 2016, 2017. I've been to a number of WordCamps. I speak frequently at WordCamps, and I'm just really excited to be back.
Isn't it amazing? So what was your feeling coming back, like, today when you got to see everyone?
Originally I was super nervous, just not knowing what to expect. The first camp back that I've been to in a couple of years. We got in yesterday. I brought my head of production, Carrie, with me. And when I walked into the lobby door, I was immediately embraced in three hugs. And so my feeling was pure joy, just seeing colleagues, seeing friends, that person-to-person interaction. It has been fantastic.
It's been a long time. So
a while. Man.
What do you do? What does your company do? Iceberg Web Design.
So Iceberg is a full-service website development agency. We have an in-house content writer. We do WordPress development. Imagine that. Everything from pretty, you know, straightforward marketing sites to full-featured e-commerce and membership sites. And then we also do digital marketing, SEO as well.
And what is your role?
I am the CEO. So my role at Iceberg, today my focus at Iceberg is to continue to create a company where people love to come to work. So I've been removed from production for a couple of years. And so I'm really just focused on business growth and community.
So were you ever a developer yourself? You were freelancing solo?
Yes.
And so you made this transition?
Yeah, so I started Iceberg in 2005. And it was just me for a while with the one odd contractor, very similar to a lot of the agencies that we see represented here, a lot of the freelancers. In 2008, I started kind of working more with longer-term contractors. 2015, I hired my first W-2 employee as an assistant, and today we are a team of 11.
That's amazing. And do you like the change that's made in your life personally? Has it been a good thing? Like, what's the advantage of having a larger team?
Well, so for me, the reason I grew, to be honest, was burnout. I was working, you know, 40, 50, 60-hour weeks, and I just kind of didn't love the building of the websites anymore. And to be able to train somebody else up to do that work has been super fulfilling. But moreover, I just love creating jobs. And so, you know, to go to work, we actually are pretty, well, maybe not unique, but we have a physical office space in downtown Anoka, Minnesota. And so before 2020, we were all coming into the office every day, and that feeling just of walking into a room and knowing that, you know, you have a bunch of people there that you're providing for is pretty great. So I love that. Today we're very hybrid. We have had people actually move out of the country, which is super exciting to see some of our long-term employees exploring the world.
Yeah. That is fabulous. Well, where can people find you online?
You can find us at icebergwebdesign.com. And just look for the penguins here at WordCamp.
Yay. I'm here with Carol Stambaugh with Radiate WP from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yay.
And you have an agency that does website maintenance services.
We do.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about the type of clients you service.
Yes.
So let's continue that conversation.
Yeah, so we do a lot of nonprofit and I would say maybe service and mission-based organizations.
Yes.
There's a difference in the type of things that our clients care about. Whenever you're a nonprofit, they care about a mission. The KPIs or their key performance indicators may not necessarily be about a profit. It may be more about how many people served or how many people met their goals because they're a nonprofit.
Yes.
And they have a mission. And so those are the types of clients that we look to serve, is mission-driven or smaller to medium-sized businesses that have that kind of personal bent on them. So,
and how long have you been using WordPress?
Oh gosh, I think I first touched WordPress in 2009. So it's been a while.
Yes.
It was a while ago. I have been actually working with WordPress as a business or using it in my business since about 2012.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge. And it's been worthwhile.
It has. Yeah. I mean, it's how I have built a business myself. My business partner and I have built our entire business around it. We only service WordPress websites.
Oh, so that's amazing. And you were saying you do maintenance, and maintenance is something that people don't really understand that they need until they realize they need it. And how do people find you then?
A lot of people have been word of mouth. Honestly, a lot of people have been word of mouth that we've got. I know a lot of people in the Phoenix community, a lot of people just because of my experience in the nonprofit world will, seek me out because of that. I also do presentations and I speak to the nonprofits. I have done a couple of different presentations to several different nonprofit groups in that area as well. And so then, of course, after I have done some of the presentations, I oftentimes get people who want to talk with me, and sometimes those turn into those clients. So,
yeah, I've had the same experience in the nonprofit world. The executive directors all end up talking, and or the marketing directors, and like, oh, here's who to use. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Well, it's been so nice to talk to you.
Right. You too. Thanks. Well, it's great to be here.
Thanks. We are here now with Laura Coronado with Lolly Shopping and Web Dev Studios. And Laura, tell us about Lolly Shopping.
Well, Lolly Shopping is a women's lifestyle blog that I launched, I think, in 2008.
Wow.
And not originally on WordPress.
Oh.
It was originally on a Blogspot or Blogger.
No way!
Yeah, and it was a WordPresser, John Hawkins, who is our WordPress expert in Las Vegas, who talked me into going onto WordPress. And my background is in marketing, so it's a smart idea for me to know about content management systems and different technologies, and so that's how I discovered WordPress.
And you are with Web Dev Studios, which a lot of people know Web Dev Studios.
Yeah. So.
And Web Dev Studios has the famous Lisa Sabin Wilson, as COO, co-founder, and the author of the WordPress for Dummies book, which we did an interview with her for the Women in WordPress podcast. So if anyone is interested in that interview, it is in our archives, and it's one of our most fun interviews. I just re-listened to that this summer and just nearly cried. It was so precious.
Isn't she awesome?
She's so, it just
and
really
I get to work
touches.
For her.
And you get to work for her. No, anyone who listens to any of the Web Dev Studios interviews is just going to want to work for Web Dev Studios.
Oh, I mean,
you know what I mean? Because it's just, you can tell how much heart is in there. So what do you do for Web Dev?
So at Web Dev, I'm in charge of marketing and communications, which means I'm in charge of our blog. I'm in charge of all of our messaging. I'm very often the one pitching, getting people out there on the different podcasts and trying to get us out there. I'm in charge of our social media, our marketing strategies, all of it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so how did you transition then from this fashion blogging kind of thing into being in this marketing role and this person that you are today?
Well, my background's always been in marketing communications.
Okay.
25-year career.
Okay.
So no matter what, I'm always in marketing communications. But it's in having this blog, this personal blog, it exposed me to WordPress and got me involved with the technology that then I was able to lend that experience over to Web Dev Studio. So when I applied for the job, it was almost like I was a shoo-in. I mean, I don't want to say that, but I'm going on record and saying that, Having the blog, being involved in the local WordPress community in Las Vegas, I think is what really helped me get the position at Web Dev Studios.
So in a way, it's like it pays to follow your passion.
Oh, for sure. definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can definitely turn your passion, your hobby into your career.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you did, mm-hmm. which is so inspiring in its own right. So how can people find you online?
Online, you can find my blog, lollyshopping.com. You can find me on Twitter, at lollyshopping. But I hope you can also follow us at Web Dev Studios on Twitter as well.
Wonderful. Great
talking
to you. Okay, we're here with Cami Chaos, which is my absolute favorite WordPress person name.
Thank you.
From Automattic, and Chris Ford, who is a project management consultant
and process
consultant. And what is process consulting?
Okay, yeah. So I go into companies that have existing project management processes, and I take all of the years where I was doing UX and UI design and apply it to their processes. So anytime you're working on a project, there are friction points, right? There are points where communication breaks down or people can't find things. And so what I do is I observe, I do user research, I look at existing processes, identify where there are like bottlenecks and friction points, and then roll out like small iterative changes to their process so that people don't freak out about change and not use it. And hopefully make them more like
efficient?
Profitable and efficient, and like developers hate doing work about work. Like they get paid a lot of money to do development and not answer emails or find that thing from 3 months ago when someone didn't have the password because the intern who quit took it. And so I just help get all that stuff organized, kind of create a single source of truth. I'm an Asana ambassador, so like that's my preferred tool.
Nice.
But I'll work with, you know, I can also do like general, you know, here's what's going on, here's where people are saying they're having trouble, here's some ideas to make that happen less.
That sounds like an amazing job. What's the smallest size company you work with?
Right now, I am contracting with a company that white labels development for design agencies, and they have 7 developers and 3 people. All their developers are in Ukraine, and 3 of us who do like management stuff are in the United States. So like 10?
Yeah, which is a great, that's a such a typical size agency, I feel like. Perfect, that's fabulous. And Cami, how do you know Chris?
Well,
you guys go way back?
Yeah, well, one time at WordCamp, so this is the true story of Cami and just meeting. We knew of each other, and we kind of socially stalked one another a bit. But at WordCamp OC 2015, 2016,
maybe.
I fell down. I crashed really hard on the floor.
I think I heard about this. Yeah. Was it in St. Louis?
No, it was in Orange County.
Orange County, okay.
And Chris picked me up and helped me out. We had met just previous to that, but we've been really close
ever
since.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I fell hard. Everyone was afraid that it was like an ambulance kind of situation. It was not. I'm just super clumsy. But yeah, so that's how Chris and I met. And I just want to point out that Chris is really pissed at that intern still. Your intern and your example. It would have been funnier if you were like, "Yo, the intern sucked. The intern took the password."
Oh yeah,
I remember what she said.
Well, I was like, the intern made you fall? What?
No. Sorry, yeah. I was context
now, how
switching.
How often does that happen, though, right? Like, it's time to switch DNS on a website.
Yes.
And someone is like, well, who has that information? No one has an email. No one knows. My favorite Asana story ever is we'd been working with this client for, like, 3 years, and we needed DNS information. And no one knew where it was, and we're like, oh my god, we're gonna have to find out, it's gonna take a week, we're gonna have to delay the launch. And I'm on the call and I'm like, I sort of remember this happening the last time we did this. And I went into their Asana board and I typed in DNS info and it popped up, so it like a 3 week process took 3 minutes.
Oh, I love that.
Like, that is when I'm like, I love this job.
Yes.
That is a huge win.
So, Cami, what do you do with Automattic?
I work in talent operations, where I do operations in DEI, or DEIB, so diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Nice. Nice. Well, automatic hit at least its gender diversity numbers for this WordCamp, sending 50% women and 50% men. And you got automatic hat about.
Well, WordPress. That's automatic. Does a lot of sponsorship of the WordPress community.
But I mean, in terms of the people who attended WordCamp from Automatic.
I just don't want Automatic to have the credit for the WordCamp because it's community volunteers all over the WordPress community that are organizing it, not Automatic.
But I mean for the official Automatic attendees.
For the people,
the automaticians, you had 50-50.
Breaking news that Angela is telling me about my own company.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Because I think you have a lot of great female leadership at Automatic. There are a lot of women at Automatic.
It is something that we are working with intent towards improving, because it hasn't always been that way.
Yeah.
And we still have less women in leadership positions at Automatic than we would like. And anyone who's worked in DEI knows that the way that you really see that growth and that change is by changing it from the top level and letting people see who you are for real.
Yeah. I think that's so true, and I think that ability to have those mentors at that level helps other women to want to, aspire and feel like, there's a place for me here.
Absolutely.
When you climb the ladder, the best thing you can do is reach down and pull someone else up with you, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's been great chatting with you both.
It's great
chatting
with you.
And I'm so happy to meet you in person.
It's so lovely to
see you again, Chris.
As well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks. I am here with Allison Rothwell from WP Fiddly Bits, which is now my most favorite WordPress company name ever. So tell us, Allison, what brings you to WordCamp and what do you do with WordPress?
Well, I'm an agency owner over in the UK. We look after over 90 websites now all over the world, and we help people fix their fiddly bits. WordCamp US has been on my bucket list for a few years. Didn't manage to make it over because of the pandemic previously, and when I saw it was in San Diego, one of my favorite US cities, I hovered over the computer until I grabbed a ticket.
Oh, good for you. Yes. When did you manage to, did you do that the moment they went on sale? Me too.
Yeah.
I was just right there, 10, 11 a.m., whatever time that was. I was on it.
They sold out in 20 minutes,
It was so really? Yeah. I thought it was a little bit longer, but it went fast. Yeah. Well, I am so glad you could make it over. And you came. Where do you live in the UK?
I live in the northwest, in Lancashire.
Nice.
Between Preston and Bolton.
Okay.
Some of my nearest cities and places like Manchester.
Okay, yeah. Great, lovely. I was just in the UK in 2018 for the first time and I fell in love. I loved it.
Where did you go?
I was in London and then I went up to Newcastle and did the Great North Run.
Fantastic.
And then I went to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
It was just fabulous. And I just happened to hit fabulous weather, which I'm sure affected how I was utterly impressed. So how long have you been working with WordPress?
Well over 10 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
What got you going?
Painful experiences with kind of the usual kind of hosted sites, trying to learn code, not doing very well. Basically, I had an e-commerce website. I manufactured children's baby clothing.
Uh-huh.
And what I learned from that was that I was a bit rubbish at manufacturing children's baby clothing, but I was really good on the SEO side. So I set up a small little SEO agency, but my marketing clients, I was always saying to them, you need to do XYZ, ask your tech guy to do it for you. And they'd say, he doesn't know what an autoresponder is. He doesn't know what you mean by Google Analytics or anything like that. So I set up WP Fiddly Bits to do those kind of marketing fiddly bits for people that needed them doing. But it kind of moved from that into full self-care, website care package for clients. And now we look after all these clients. We build, we develop, we do anything basically WordPress orientated now. So I do the odd SEO client now, but not much. Most of my time's taken up running the agency.
How lovely. What an incredible transition. Mm. And I think it's so inspiring to know that you can transition, you can grow, you can change it up, you can just see what you kind of organically fall into, and there's a space where you can
Absolutely. I mean, I was completely offline. My background's PR and marketing.
Yes.
And when I got into the digital side, I suddenly realized that so much of it was transferable if you knew what to do.
Yeah.
And if you had a good piece of tech to work with, which WordPress is just perfect for.
Yeah.
It kind of like, I really think it levels the playing field for so many people.
Yes, it totally does. Well, where can people find you online?
You can find me basically by Googling WP Fiddly Bits.
Nice.
Or my name, Alison Rothwell. I managed to have bagged most of the kind of tags for that.
Yes, fabulous.
There's apparently a famous Canadian guitarist with the same name, but I managed to get in there before her. So
That's wonderful.
Anybody, just reach out to me. I'm always happy to chat about WordPress.
Thank you, Alison. I'm here with Becca Rice, who is working with GoDaddy. And Becca, what are you doing with GoDaddy these days?
Yeah, so I've been with GoDaddy now about 2 years.
Okay.
During the SkyVerge acquisition, we all joined. So I still spend a lot of time working on SkyVerge and WooCommerce extensions, but also working on WooCommerce initiatives across broader GoDaddy and commerce, you know, related initiatives as well.
That is super cool. Now, the last time we were saying we really spent some quality time together was at WooConf, because you were so involved with SkyVerge and WooCommerce. And WooConf was a WooCommerce conference that was probably one of the best I've ever been to.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah,
so much fun. So in your role at GoDaddy with Sky, you know, focusing on the SkyVerge products and WooCommerce, like, what do you specifically do?
Yeah, so I'm leading a team of product managers now. And so we still work with the Woo community on the extensions that are available on WooCommerce.com. So everything in the SkyVerge brand is, you know, still us day in, day out.
Yeah.
Same care team, same product team, same engineering team. We've grown the team a lot, though. So we also are working on WooCommerce just like outside of our little bubble, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we can work with the WooCommerce sites who are more broadly across GoDaddy. And we've also been working with the Pagely team on a new from the ground up website stack that is built for WooCommerce. So we've been really busy with other areas of GoDaddy too, and just learning a lot more about the Woo ecosystem with a much bigger customer base across a lot of different use cases. So it's been a lot of fun, and I spend a lot of time with, you know, working across different teams, understanding how we can best work together, and my team specifically helping uncover like what do customers need out of these different products and how can we make them work together.
Yes, yes. And do you feel like the acquisitions that have happened, there's so many, like, every week there's another acquisition.
Yeah.
Do you, what positive impact do you see from, like, SkyVerge being acquired by GoDaddy? Like, what's come out of that?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting experience for our team. And, you know, I think a lot of people, rightfully so with any acquisition, you're nervous about how that's going to play out. Like, you know, I still won't forgive Google for their Sparrow acquisition like 10 years ago, right? And they killed off my favorite mailbox app. And so I think people were a little bit afraid of that, but we think it's been really positive. We learned a lot more about the Woo ecosystem because we got to interact with a lot more merchants than we did through our plugins.
Okay.
And we've learned a lot about different use cases that we wouldn't have otherwise seen. So I think net benefit has definitely been there. And we've gotten to expand both the breadth of types of merchants we work with, but by being part of GoDaddy, we also got to dig really deep into like the payment space and in-person retail and multi-channel selling.
Wow.
In ways that we just simply wouldn't have as an independent company.
Yes.
And I think it helps us to make much better products as a result.
That's so great to hear. And what about you personally? How has it been? Have you grown in your career in the past couple of years that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you come from a small company and you're in leadership position in a small company, we were like 35, 37 people when we were acquired. Your day to day is very different, right?
Yeah.
And so it's been cool because it's forced me to think differently about how I can impact a team and how to be more of a force multiplier. So for my career, it's helped me develop as a much better leader, I think.
Uh-huh.
And also giving me mentors, which you don't really have when it's, you know, you're the leader of the company
and
everything's on you. It's also really cool to have other people to learn from.
I love that. Yeah. I miss that, having worked in a software company and that there's an energy. There's an energy. Yeah. There's like a vibrancy. There's always something new, and you're on the cutting edge of things.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
It is. It's really exciting. And, you know, one thing I've always been motivated personally by is that, like, team mentality and working with really great people. So I think for me, that's been one of the most rewarding things is, you know, you get to work with a lot of different people, all of whom are kind of really very passionate about helping small businesses, which is fun.
Yay. Awesome. It's been great chatting with you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And where can people find you online?
Yep. So on Twitter, you can find me at BEKA_RICE, Becca
yep.
Rice. And if you hit the GoDaddy or Skyverge Twitter handles, though, you'll find me through those two.
Awesome. Okay, so we're here with Lydia Roberts, who has a web design company, Lydia Roberts Design. And where do you live and what brought you to WordCamp?
Yeah, so I live in Las Vegas, and this is my first WordCamp since 2019.
Yeah.
Representing.
Okay.
And first WordCamp in person since 2019. I attended a couple online. And I've never been to a WordCamp US before. So in all my years of organizing a WordCamp previously and attending WordCamps, I've never been to a WordCamp US. So I really wanted to make that happen. And this was pretty convenient for a Las Vegas road trip.
Yes. Did you drive or did you fly?
We drove. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to live in LA, and Las Vegas was definitely an easy drive.
Yeah.
So that had to be like, well, I have to go to this.
I took it as a sign that that I had to come. I've always wanted to come to a WordCamp US, and took that as a sign to make that happen.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to be reconnecting in person with folks that I've seen years ago at other WordCamps, and just making new connections here.
Yeah, and did you, were you sitting on the ticket sale button? Yeah, I was too.
Fortunately, I had a heads up that it was going to sell out quickly, so I was on right at 10 a.m. when they went on sale, and I snagged one. So,
well, I'm so glad that you were able to get it, because what I kind of noticed when I was looking for women to interview and looking at the attendee list, it was like, oh my gosh, so many, the majority, probably about 50% of the people here are kind of sponsored people, you know, with companies.
Right.
And then that leaves the 50% who aren't sponsored by a company, who are solo entrepreneurs, small agencies. And then of those, only a third were women.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so it was like, oh, if you weren't like somehow in the know and on that button right at the moment, you weren't going to make it.
Yeah.
And the attendance got a little skewed that way. It's a little bit more male-dominated than it would normally be.
That's interesting. I definitely felt that it was more dominated by the larger companies.
Yes. About 50%, so.
Yeah, which, you know, it's great. Like, we got to get all those folks together. But as an independent company, a one-person company, it's nice to, you know, have that heads up, I guess, about the tickets. But I guess one thing I'll say about WordCamps, and as a former WordCamp organizer, is that I so appreciate, like, the low price point and just not making it this exclusive club of, like, it's $500 for an early bird ticket. And, you know, like, this is doable, and it was, fortunately for me, drivable. So
I love that.
But yeah, you're right. The limited ticket count this year, I think was kind of inhibiting people.
Well, since you're so close and it was so convenient and you're an organizer, you needed to be here, so it's fabulous that you made it. So how long have you been using WordPress?
I've been using WordPress probably upwards of like 15-16 years. And going back that far, I was really more like a dabbler. And I started as a graphic designer, like, professionally out of school, but I really enjoyed all things web, and that was really my strength. So I was looking around at different CMSs, and I was building HTML sites. I mean, that's, like, how long ago it was. Even, you know, 15 years ago, we were still building HTML sites. So I started looking at Joomla, started looking at Drupal, and they just weren't clicking. They felt like they were created with one person's like view of what a CMS should be and not what like the people's actual experience would be using it.
Yeah.
And so I found that WordPress was just a lot more intuitive. And then I found that WordPress had this great community behind it. And so if I needed some help, even locally, I could kind of lean on that community. So that really solidified WordPress for me, maybe like 12 years ago is when I really started doing WordPress professionally and building professional sites with it.
And did you find the community around that same time?
I did. It was maybe around like a year or two after I started like my first job building WordPress sites that we started attending like some local meetups, and they weren't necessarily WordPress meetups yet. I think maybe came a little later, but it was sort of a local tech, like let's talk tech or something.
Okay.
You know, and people had built some really, to me, like very neat and beautifully designed websites with WordPress, and that kind of, again, drew me in. I was like, oh, I can really, you know, use my design skills and make something look nice and not, you know, be limited and with Joomla or Drupal as kind of this, like, I don't know, here's a template. Like, I could always spot, like, a Joomla site, you know?
Right, same.
I knew what that looked like.
That's really funny.
Yeah. So, and then discovering, like, the local WordPress meetup group, I got involved in that, and then I became a organizer for the WordCamp where I used to live in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It seems like meetups are the gateway drug to becoming a WordCamp organizer.
Yes.
I've escaped that because I've been a meetup organizer for many years and managed to avoid being a WordCamp organizer. So
oh, okay. All right. You've,
Someone's probably going to twist my arm and make me do
there.
That.
Yeah.
I've gotten to be a speaker, and it's like, that's stressful enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And trying to do both.
I really do both.
I've spoken like maybe a lightning talk while also organizing, and it was just like, why did I do this?
Yeah,
this,
exactly.
It's crazy. But
how are you liking this today? Today's our first day.
Yeah, you know, I've loved it, and I've also been a little overwhelmed, if I'm being totally honest, just being back with, you know, literally hundreds of people after what, almost 3 years of like remote work and seeing people in cubes on Zoom.
Yeah.
So overwhelming, but in like a good positive way of like, I'm only really getting like positive vibes, you know, from people, and everyone is just so kind, and that's one thing I love about this community as well.
It's so wonderful. So, yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah.
Well, it's so wonderful to chat with you. Where can people find you online?
Yeah, so my website is lydiarobertsdesign.com, and I'm on Twitter at Lydia Roberts. And I'm on Instagram at Lydia Roberts Design. So
wonderful.
I'd love to connect with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Angela.
Okay, we are here with Amber Hines with Equalize Digital, a web design agency. And Amber is also the organizer of the WP Accessibility Meetup, which is all online and accessible to everyone. I highly recommend joining the meetup on meetup.com. And Amber, how's it going at WordCamp, and what brings you here?
It's super fun. I got to speak this year, which was on my bucket list.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
It's like one
wow.
of those things. You want to speak at WordCamp US, so that was very exciting.
That's huge.
And the other kind of fun thing that happened was my business partner, Steve, who lives in a totally different state from me, I got to see him, and I haven't seen him since December 2017. So that was kind of cool and exciting.
That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. So, that must have been such a good feeling.
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting. We've been talking about, like, all the people that you get to know in the community that you only see. I mean, obviously, your business partner is one thing, but also just, like, the people that are helping to, like, I've been working with to, like, organize events or from the meetup or Twitter, and you see them, even if you Zoom with them, but then you see them in person, you're like, oh, you're so much taller than I thought, or things like that.
So, I felt that way when I saw Taco with Yoast. It's like, you're taller standing up and not on Zoom.
I had met him in person before, so I kind of knew how tall he was, but yeah, it definitely, it feels like a reunion, I think.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah. What did you speak on?
So I spoke on website accessibility testing. I did a joint presentation with Alex Stein, who's a core contributor on the accessibility team, and also is helping to organize the WP Accessibility Conference. And so we talked about how you can test with a keyboard and a screen reader to see if there are problems that make your website not usable for people with disabilities.
I love that. And your talk will be on WordPress.tv, right?
It will not.
Why?
Big bummer. I found out like five or 10 minutes before it started that they didn't record. They weren't recording the workshop sessions.
Oh, because it was a workshop.
And it was, yeah, and it was like an hour and 45 minutes. So I don't know if that's part of why.
No, but because they've recorded the all the workshops at WordCamp US 2019 were recorded.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought they were because I'd even like promoted it to the meetup and I was like, you'll be able to stream it. There'll be captioning.
Oh.
But Alex and I were talking about it, and we might try and do it, like, separately as a Zoom webinar, like a separate thing.
We
so
would
we'll
love
see if
that.
We can figure that out.
Because yours was one that I wanted to see, but I was busy.
Yeah.
Other things. And, but people, if they want to get more involved with accessibility, they can join your WP Accessibility Meetup on meetup.com. Mm-hmm. They can also go to Equalize Digital. You have a plugin.
Yep, we have a plugin called Accessibility Checker. There's a free version on .org.
Yep.
And what it does is it's like those SEO plugins that we all love that give us a score and help us figure out if our SEO is right. It does the same kind of thing for accessibility to help people find problems and hopefully eliminate them before they hit publish on their content or if they're remediating something that exists. The other way to get involved is to contribute to Accessibility in Core. And on the Make WordPress Slack, there's an accessibility channel, and you can go there and check that out.
Yeah, I've become super passionate about that, doing university sites.
Yes.
I just have to.
Everything has to be accessible.
Everything has to be accessible, and you don't know what that means until you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what's inaccessible until you test.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's certainly a learning curve. It's so great to see you here, and how can people find you online?
The best place to find me online is on Twitter, and I'm at Hey Amber Hines.
Oh, great.
Thanks. Thank you.
I am here with Nyasha Green with Master WP, and Nyasha and I just met today, and I'm just like, hey, I want to interview you. One is I love Master WP, but I want you to tell other people what Master WP is about.
So Master WP is our tech organization where we write about all things in WordPress, whether it be technical aspects like changes or social issues like getting more people into the community. So it's a way for everybody to like talk and, you know, just vent or like talk about their ideas or their opinions on what's going on in the community. So it's just a big tech broadcast newsletter. And, you know, having all of these different opinions, it's sometimes a mix up, but we want everybody to be able to speak, you know, their truth in the community. As long as it's not hate speech, but yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And so it's really kind of WordPress journalism.
Yes, it is.
And really, what do you feel like are the topics that you end up covering the most?
Me personally, it's more about, since I'm a mentor, I mentor a lot of newbies getting into tech. It's on how to get newer people into tech, how to make it more diverse, diverse community so we can have more people, and financial ways to help people as well. Because we know financial issues are a big barrier to getting into the community, tech in general, and to get into places like this, like WordCamp.
Yes.
So mostly that stuff.
Yeah. So, kind of being able to... One accessibility hurdle is just like, okay, you need a computer. You need good internet.
Yes.
You need to be able to get to these networking events to make these connections because they're hugely important.
They are,
And so advocating and assisting people and realizing that's just not something you can take for granted.
Yeah.
People do need assistance to have that happen.
Yeah, and that's why we love our guest contributor posts. We do pay people to come in and, like, contribute to us because... we have a big platform and, you know, our voices are already amplified and elevated, but if we can get people in that maybe are not big people in the community, one, we expose the community to more ideas. Two, these people get a platform and, you know, they get to meet other people in the community.
Yes. I mean, a platform is everything.
Yes.
Yeah. By doing this podcast, Women in WP, we created our own platform and it's amazing how much then people recognize that coming from nothing and just
creating a platform and giving a platform for other people to be seen and heard,
yes.
women in this community.
Yes.
I don't know how much we've helped other women, but I hope at least we've inspired a lot of women.
Yes.
And especially, so how, when did you get started in WordPress?
I've been in WordPress about 4 years.
Okay.
And I actually got started through two mentors. One is like actually right to my left.
Okay.
Meeting him at a Google Developers Conference. He introduced me to another woman in WordPress, and she was the one who like really launched me into it, because she taught me, you know, when she first tried to get into tech in 2004, she was pregnant and nobody would hire her, you know, pregnant in rural South Carolina, nobody wanted to hire her in tech. So she turned to WordPress and started her own business, and you know, she ended up having a big family. She owns her own business, she's a tutor, she's a mentor. She does all of this, and she's happy, and she has it all, and she has WordPress to thank for that. Like, WordPress gave her a way into tech when, you know, she couldn't get in as a woman. So hearing her story, and I always share with other people, her name is Shambi Broom, I love her, and I wish she was here, but sharing her story, that's how I got into tech, because she showed me, hey, you don't even have to work for anybody if you want. You can come into this community, and you can take this platform, you can take this product, you can take WordPress, and you can turn it into a business, you can turn it into your own thing. But also never forget to share it with others. And so that's why I do what I do.
I love that. Yeah. And I love WordPress. I love what you said is a way to tech.
Yeah.
It's a way to tech, like a way into tech.
Yeah.
And I feel that way. I feel like it's provided a low barrier for entry for women. And then you could go as far as you want with it.
You can.
You can get as nerdy as you want. You can get as designy, markety, whatever you decide to do with it, you can do with it.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's inspiring. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
How can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm Nye_the_ can't speak anymore, spoke too much today, creator, Nye_the_creator on Twitter. I don't have a website yet. Got delayed, but I'll have a website soon.
Great. And we'll have all your information, of course, in the show notes on our website.
Yes.
So great to meet you.
You too.
Thank you for listening. Want to be on the show? Sign up on our website, womeninwp.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter and join our Facebook group. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes.